This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for November 2012. Tonight's lineup includes presidential comment, headquarters news, a Waro update, and on the international scene.
Hams in China develop a new digital protocol based on their own written language, while mystery signals are being heard on the high-frequency bands coming from that nation.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Presidential comment leads the way. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Nomination forms for the positions of President and Council of your association came out with info line number 262 on 16 November. If you haven't got one yet, the form can be downloaded from the NZART website. Nominations close on 31 December, and the voting papers will be in the January-February issue of Break-In. I'd be really pleased if we could get enough members to put their name forward so we could have an election in all the electoral districts, as well as for the position of president. Please give this some thought and consider offering your services if you're asked by your fellow amateurs. If you're not sure what's involved, please email me, zl1tgc@nzart.org.nz, and I'll be happy to send you some information. Remits are another matter branches should consider at this time of the year. By the time you hear this, I realise that for many clubs, the formal meetings are over for the year, and the last meeting of the year will be some form of Christmas social. However, can I encourage you to give some thought to ideas and ways that we can improve our association? If you have any such suggestions, please put them into the form of a remit and send it to Debbie at headquarters before the 31st of December. Remits are the best method for bringing new ideas to our association's annual general meeting. They are your opportunity to influence the future direction of amateur radio in New Zealand. As you will hear shortly from Debbie, the membership drive, which started with a mail-out of over 3,000 letters to non-members in early November, is getting a lot of interest. As of late November, we have had over 130 amateurs join the association through the special offer, which remains open until 7 December. If you know of someone who is considering taking up this offer, please remind them that they only have another week to go to get their application in. My thanks to our team who went to the IARU Region 3 conference in Ho Chi Minh City earlier this month. Terry Carroll, ZL3QL, was appointed chairman of the conference, and the other two members, our delegate, John Lockhead, ZL4QS, and Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, who attended as an observer, did a great job promoting the NZART viewpoint on a wide range of topics. A report on the conference was included with headquarters info line number 262, and you will read a report from our own team in the next issue of Break-In. Looking further forward, your council is investigating the possibility of a joint activity with the Wireless Institute of Australia to promote the centenary of the first landings at Gallipoli. This takes place over Anzac weekend in 2015. A special call sign incorporating the word Anzac is being considered. I'll have more details of this next year, but for now, if you're planning on being in Turkey for the 100-year commemoration, I would like to hear from you. Finally, a reminder of a couple of key events next year. The biannual technology convention is being held in Auckland over Easter weekend at the Western Springs Garden Community Hall and is being hosted by Branch 66, the Auckland VHF Group. More details on this are in the next issue of Break-In. Masterton is the venue for our 2013 annual general meeting and conference, which will be held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. Wairarapa Branch 46 has a website up and running at www.nzartconference2013, that's all one word, .co.nz, and you can download the registration form and send it in. Look out for more details on the conference, accommodation and travel in an upcoming issue of Break-In. Thanks for listening, and it's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. To VHF UHF contest news, and the next contest is the Field Day contest, all bands 50 MHz and above, to be held next Saturday, the 1st, and Sunday, the 2nd of December. Operating times are Saturday 1700 to 2300 hours New Zealand Daylight Savings Time and Sunday 0700 to 1300 NZ DST. The rules can be found on the Wellington VHF Group website, that's www.vhf.org.nz. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I've had a very busy month with 114 membership applications processed so far. This includes many members who have renewed or new members to the association. It's been a great result to date, with still 10 days to go before the promotion ends on the 7th of December. So send in your applications. I have received a number of deposits into the NZART bank account for this promotion, but have yet to receive the application. Please make sure you return this so I can ensure I have your correct details in our database and your name goes in the drawer for the ICOM handheld to be drawn at the end of the promotion. If you have not taken up this offer for fear of the 2014 subscription being too expensive, we have payment options available, which at this stage are as little as $8.25 per month, a small amount to help your hobby. Remits for consideration at the 2013 AGM need to be received by me before the 1st of January. Could all branches please ensure you discuss and prepare them at your December branch meeting? An election nomination form was attached to issue 262 of HQ InfoLine that went out last Friday. All forms must be received by me by the end of December this year. Finally, a reminder to everyone that the subscription rebate period ends on the 30th of November this year, so be in if you wish to take advantage of the $10 rebate. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. The Cordia National Systems Award 2013. Wellington VHF Group will be running the Cordia National Systems Award from Tuesday the 1st of January to midnight Sunday the 3rd of February. The big challenge is to see how many cities, suburbs and towns you can contact. The rules and further details for the Cordia National System Award can be found on the Wellington VHF Group website, www.vhf.org.nz. The Cordia National System Award 2013 is proudly presented by the Wellington VHF Group for the enjoyment of all amateurs, to emphasise the coverage of the national system and to recognise the contribution made to amateur radio by Cordia. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join the amateur radio news lines, Skeeter Nash in 5ASH.
China makes news again this week with word that hams in that nation have developed their own new data mode, one based on characters in the Chinese alphabet. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, has the details.
Until now, most amateur radio data modes have been based around the English alphabet. The problem is that that doesn't work well for languages that are built around graphic characters rather than letters. Because of this, the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club has been working since 2011 on a project to develop a new data mode called CP16, which stands for Chinese Character Pattern of 16 by 16 dot matrices. To achieve the goal of allowing easy communication at very low signal-to-noise ratio, CP16 is designed to directly transmit the graphic image of a Chinese character one line at a time at about 10 milliseconds per line, but adjustable according to propagation and other conditions. This makes the total transmission speed 2 to 5 characters per second, which is suitable for real-time reading. To make the system work, CP16 uses 16 on-off keyed audio carriers spaced at 17 Hz intervals with a total bandwidth under 400 Hz. A CP16 message can be received by any software-defined receiver or the combination of an ordinary SSB receiver and a computer equipped with any type of SDR audio analyzing software that produces the traditional waterfall display. The text will be directly shown on the waterfall graph. Designers say that the human brain can then easily filter out all sorts of noise and correctly pick out the character. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW in Los Angeles.
A paper on the work was presented by the Chinese Amateur Radio Club to the International Amateur Radio Union Region 3 Conference held in Vietnam. It can be seen at tinyurl.com/CP16-data. Wolfgang Hadel, DK2OM, who is the IARU Region 1 Monitoring System Coordinator, reports that there are some strange signals coming from China and making their homes on various parts of the amateur radio service spectrum. DK2OM says that since October 25th, hams have been hearing some mysterious signals on 7, 14, 21, and 21.010 megahertz. He notes that they are also audible in the shortwave spectrum at 15, 18, 19, and 20 megahertz as well. DK2OM says that initially the A3E signals sounded like grunts or cow mooing. Now, reports are that they have become very strong multi-tone signals with a carrier and both sidebands and heard every morning. He speculates that this might be some kind of special type of encrypted broadcast or a new generation of over-the-horizon radar, but at the moment, its actual purpose is unknown. For further details, visit www.iarums-r1.org/ and look under Latest Intruder News. There you can also find a link to a recording of this new intruder to the high-frequency bands. And here's a rather strange one. A taxi dispatch system seems to have set up shop on 15 meters in Russia. This as DK2OM confirms a report of a taxi company in the Russian Federation that is transmitting FM around the clock on 21.404.2 megahertz. He says you can often hear a female voice organizing the business. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the KM6DF repeater serving Santa Maria, California. Some names in the news. For ISS Expedition 33 Commander Suni Williams, KD5PLB, and Flight Engineers Yuri Malenchenko, RK3DUP, and Aki Hosshide, KE5DNI. All three returned to Earth on Monday, November 19th, after 127 days in space. The descent and landing took over 3.5 hours and occurred at 5:56 a.m. UTC. This with a successful touchdown to the northeast of the town of Arkalik in the Ukraine. Expedition 34 arrived in October and is now in charge of ISS operations. It consists of Russian cosmonauts Oleg Novitsky and Evgeny Tarelkin, as well as NASA astronaut Kevin Ford, KF5GPP. They will spend 5 months on the orbiting laboratory. Professors at the University of California Riverside Burns College of Engineering have apparently developed a way of doubling the efficiency of wireless networks. According to researchers Yingbo Hua and Ping Lang, it appears the doubling of efficiency could be achieved by using full duplex with time domain transmit beam forming. They say that the latter digitally creates a time domain cancellation signal, couples it to the radio frequency front end to allow the radio to hear much weaker incoming signals while transmitting strong outgoing signals at the same frequency and same time. Wireless design, says scientists Hua and Ling, see applications in cognitive radio. They say that this is a type of wireless communication in which a transceiver can detect which communication channels are in use and which are not, and move into vacant channels while avoiding occupied ones. You can read the Wireless Design online article at tinyurl.com/highly-efficient-radio. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, saying 7-3, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
Thanks, Skeeter, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. A reminder that Technology Convention is to be held next Easter, March 30th and 31st, 2013, at the Western Springs Garden Community Hall in Auckland. A call has gone out for papers for presentation at this convention. Details and the requirements for the papers can be found on page 40 of your latest issue of Break-In. It's time now for an update of WARO News, and a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Poirot congratulates Nairi Zidol to UJT, who was the top scoring DXYL in the recent Alara HF contest. Well done, Nairi. After a break of some years, there'll be a get-together and shared luncheon for Waro YLs, OMs and their families in the wider Auckland, Waikato, Coromandel and Bay of Plenty areas on Sunday the 27th of January 2013. The venue will be the QTH of Bynie ZL2AZY and Mervyn ZL2AVY at 550 Cane Street, Porongia. Plan to arrive with your picnic chairs, sun protection and a plate of food for a shared lunch from 11 a.m. onwards. This event is being held during Auckland's anniversary weekend, and any Waro members and their families who may be travelling through the area or on holiday are most welcome to come along. Waro's Film Super Memorial Contest will be held next year, and the dates are Saturday the 27th of April and Sunday the 28th of April, so mark them on your 2013 calendar. Alara will be holding the next Alara meet at Nelson Bay, which is on the coast about 200 kilometres north of Sydney, in October 2014. That might seem a long way off, but most of us need plenty of time to save the necessary funds to get there. The organisers have a website of www.alarameet2014.com, and there you'll find the latest information about the event. That's all from Waro for November, Jim. Good night, all.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Clubs around the country are getting close to Christmas, so we've got a few of them we'd like to talk about. We start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, NZART, who are holding their annual general meeting at the clubrooms at Heritage Park in Whangarei, starting 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 5th of December. Early notice as well tonight of the club barbecue, also at the clubrooms, on Wednesday the 9th of January 2013. Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, has a Christmas dinner on Wednesday the 12th of December. It'll be held at the New Lynn RSA starting 7:30 p.m. See your newsletter for details. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has its Christmas afternoon event on Wednesday 28th of November from 1:30 p.m. Don Cuthbert, ZL2DON, is the contact, and the branch is located in the Birch Street Reserve behind the shops and across from the Waterloo Railway Interchange in Lower Hutt, of course. Remember to park on the main street and not on the lane. And finally, Motueka Branch 24 is having its Christmas dinner on Thursday, December the 20th. The venue is the Motueka RSA, starting from 6 p.m. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. NZART Headquarters Info Line is a twice-a-month bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters emailed directly to members. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd of December. That's the Sunday before Christmas, the 23rd of December. Until then, this is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.